From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting, and Washington Special Counsel Robert Mueller has indicted 13 Russian nationals and three Russian companies for interfering in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. VOA's Bill Gallo reports.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller laid out the most detailed allegations yet of Russian interference in the U.S. election. The 37-page indictment says the Russians, beginning in 2014, used fake social media posts and advertisements to sway opinion in favor of then-candidate Donald Trump. 12 of the defendants worked for the Internet Research Agency, a Russia-based company that carries out influence operations on behalf of Moscow. But the indictment does not accuse Trump campaign officials of participating in the scheme. Trump has called the Russia investigation a hoax and a witch hunt led by his political opponents. He's also repeatedly rejected or downplayed accusations that Russia interfered in the election. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. Attorney General is ordering an immediate review of how to respond to warnings about potential mass killers. The action follows an FBI admission that it ignored a tip about the gunman who killed 17 people and wounded 14 others at a school in the state of Florida. President and Mrs. Trump visited Friday with victims of the mass shooting. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa called it a new dawn for the country and promised to fight corruption. This follows the resignation of his predecessor, Jacob Zuma, who was plagued by corruption scandals and more. Ramaphosa struck a note of optimism and then outlined a vision to revive the country's economy. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Turkey has proposed to the United States the Syrian Kurdish YPG militia withdraw to east of the Euphrates River in Syria, and that Turkish and U.S. troops be jointly stationed in the country's Manbij area. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is on a two-day visit to Ankara. He met with his Turkish counterpart for talks and then spoke to reporters.
Our two countries share the same objectives in Syria: the defeat of ISIS-Daesh, secure and stable zones, an independent and unified Syria. We recognize the legitimate right of Turkey to secure its borders. We take it seriously when our NATO ally Turkey says it has security concerns. As to Afrin, we call upon Turkey to show restraint in its operation to minimize the casualties to civilians and avoid actions that would escalate tensions in that area.
Turkey launched an air and ground assault last month in Syria's northwest Afrin region to drive the YPG from the area south of its border. Ankara is upset over Washington's support of the YPG, the top U.S. ally in the fight against the Islamic State group. Germany is welcoming home a journalist who spent a year awaiting charges in a Turkish prison, while the very same court Friday sentenced six other journalists to life in prison. Denise Yücel, who holds dual citizenship in Germany and Turkey, is back in Germany. The legal ordeal is not over. Turkish media reporting he was released pending trial as the court handed down an indictment accusing him of spying on behalf of Germany. The former Oxfam official at the heart of a sex abuse scandal says he made mistakes when working in Haiti but denied paying for sex with prostitutes or abusing minors. Reuters' Scarlett Svetanovich reports.
Speaking to Belgian broadcaster VTM, Roland van Halvemaren admitted being in a sexual relationship with a local woman but denied giving her any money.
It was decent. It was just the same as meeting a lady in Belgium. I have got a girlfriend here now, by the way. And if I then fell in love with her, there's nothing wrong with that.
Van Halvemaren says he resigned his post running the Oxfam operation in Haiti because he had failed to exercise sufficient control over staff accused of sexual misconduct. The charity, one of the world's biggest focusing on disaster relief, has neither confirmed nor denied any accusations relating to Haiti, but it admitted that an internal investigation in 2011 confirmed sexual misconduct occurred and apologized for failing to tackle the problem.
A military helicopter carrying two Mexican government officials crashed Friday during a tour of earthquake damage, killing two people on the ground. It struck southern Mexico Friday, causing minor damage to the state of Oaxaca. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.